102.9 KBLX, the soul of the Bay. Good morning, it's Sterling James, and it's time for KBLX Cares, where we shine the light on people and organizations who empower, enlighten, and serve you, our dear KBLX family. And today we are shining the light on the Bayview Hunters Point Senior Services. Please welcome James Evans and Lola Davis Pratt. Good morning, welcome.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for being here. Now, I know you have the 38th Annual Black Cuisine Festival a little bit later today in Hunters Point at Dr. George W. Davis's Senior Center. But I want to ask you really quickly, Lola Davis Pratt. You are the founder's daughter, or
yes,
one of his children.
Yes.
Can
I'm
you
the
tell
eldest.
Us? Can you tell us a little bit about your father and how the Senior Service Center was started in the first place?
Sure. One of the things I want to say about my dad was he was a foodie, and this was before foodie became a term. Even my dad, along with my siblings, we all love to eat, and we love to eat good food. With that said, my dad thought that to keep the culture, the African-American culture, some of that had to do with cooking always brought the family together. Any family that I can think of, cooking always brings the family together. So they started out with the potluck, started out really small, and then it continued to grow into this festival with vendors and food competitions and so on.
Mm-hmm. And you're having live music, free music from Top Shelf and Pride and Joy.
Yes.
And last year, I think you had like almost 2,000 people attend.
Yes.
Yeah. And we had Tony perform.
Feels good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So this is the 38th Annual Black Cuisine Festival. Now, Lola, is your father still with us, or has he passed on?
No, my father passed in 2010.
Okay.
But the legacy and the love continues.
So tell us a little bit about his involvement with getting the Senior Services Center off the ground in the first place in Hunters Point.
Well, that's an old story. My dad once told us, we asked how he got involved in community service. And my dad, being 6'3", 6'4", someone once asked him in the Sunnydale to put up a sign because he was so tall and over this senior center. And it just went on from there. Believe it or not, it went on from there. And his passion, of course, grew for the community and the seniors in the community. So it's just a long time passion.
And you grew up in and around the senior center.
Absolutely.
Yourself, you
Absolutely.
And your siblings. What did
yes.
that look like for you all?
Fun times. It looked like us going over to, and I might be telling my age, but it looked like us going over to TikTok right across the street to get donuts or burgers. It looked like us learning that growing older was okay. And there was some good. There were some pluses to being a senior. You got to make peach cobblers and eat all this good food, and the seniors play cards and dominoes. So it was a very family felt environment growing up at the senior center.
And how did the Hunters Point community then and now use it as kind of like a hub for people to come together?
Right. We spoke about that. The hub being, as I talked about a little while ago, was that if your grandmother was there, then if she didn't raise you, you knew that she attended the senior center, so more than likely, you were there to pick her up. Mm. And if you weren't there, the child, maybe your child was there to pick her up. So the family unit just continued to grow as people continue to come to the senior center.
Well, let's look at some of the just general services that are provided at Bayview Hunters Point Senior Services. James, you're the transportation coordinator.
Yes, I'm a mobility manager there.
Mobility manager.
I like that.
I like that. It's got a nice ring to it. Tell us about some of the programs that are offered.
Well, we provide comprehensive services for seniors and people with disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
We have 3 senior centers throughout San Francisco, nutrition meal programs, an adult day health program that helps more frail seniors be able to have a place to go, that helps them with rehabilitation if they've had strokes and so forth with nurses and everything on staff.
Mm-hmm.
We have a case management program that provides social workers to be able to help seniors that are having issues with whatever the case may be in their personal lives. We have reentry services for ex-offenders called the Senior Ex-Offender Program that Dr. Davis helped start and is still going strong, helping seniors be able to get back into society for whatever reason that they were incarcerated.
Mm-hmm.
We have a money management program for those people that have issues that were paying their rent and paying their bills. We pay their bills and give them allowance programs or all of the rest of their money, depends on what they're signed up for, just to make sure that they maintain in society.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have housing counseling, which is very important because we have a large population of seniors that are homeless and a large population of seniors that are either staying with other relatives and the house is getting too big and they're being pushed out.
Mm.
And so we try to provide services that are basically wraparound services for our aging community.
And the community that is served at your space is, as you mentioned, you have 3-4 spaces. How do they afford it, or how are you covered? Where does your funding come from?
The majority of the fundraising is done through the Black Cuisine, which we were talking about today. That's mm-hmm. our major fundraiser for the year. And we also receive funding from DOS.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How can our KBLX audience, aside from attending the 38th Annual Black Cuisine Festival today from 11 till 6 o'clock at 1753 Carroll Avenue at 3rd Street at the Dr. George W. Davis Senior Center, details, KBLX.com. Oh, by the way, it's free.
It's
free in general admission, live entertainment, top shelf, and pride and joy, but donations obviously welcome and appreciated to help the support the services at Bayview Senior Services. But how else can our KBLX audience help support and serve you all, just through donations or in-kind gifts or volunteering? Or
volunteering is always appreciated, not only for the Black Cuisine, but day-to-day. We could always use help. Donations are greatly appreciated to be able to extend the services to those that are unable to afford certain things, like when we go on field trips and so forth, to be able to subsidize those costs. And we're just trying to allow seniors to be able to age in place
mm-hmm.
and not be worried and give them a peace of mind. Some of them are home alone. We have game nights where seniors come and stay till 11 o'clock at night because they don't want to watch TV by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just there participating day to day in our programs.
They're not just participating. They're being really productive, the senior ladies. And I just wanted to chime in because I'm a favorite patron of the lady of the Seniors Boutique.
Mm.
And they create jewelry, they create, you know, scarves, hats, aprons, some of the favorite aprons that we always buy at Black Cuisine. So they're doing great things, mm-hmm. multiple things there at the Senior Center.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there's a health services. Like I saw some photos on your website of folks doing yoga. And
oh, yes, we do offer exercise classes, always active exercise classing, line dancing,
mm-hmm.
Yoga, aerobics, just different ways because you have different people. Some people want to line dance as their exercise, and other people don't mind chair exercise. We try to provide a wide variety of programs so everybody feels comfortable.
Mm-hmm. And it's obvious that you service the Bayview Hunters Point area, but folks can't necessarily physically always get to you. Do you have a transportation program? You said you're the mobility manager.
Well, we do have an up-and-coming program called Bayview Moves. It's a little bit out of the grassroots stages, and we also are partnership with San Francisco Paratransit and use them a lot in transporting of the seniors.
Mm-hmm. And do you serve folks outside of your area? Are there folks who come from a little ways off?
Our agency is open to all, so the majority of them are from Bayview, but people come because they might have lived in Bayview 20 years ago, and they're comfortable around these people that they hung out with, and so they still come. Or some go to our other senior centers in the Western Addition.
Mm-hmm. And what ages do you serve?
We just serve 18 to 55 if they're disabled,
mm-hmm.
and then 55 and over seniors. We turn no one down.
So you mentioned that there's 3 senior centers and then there's 1 for disabled folks.
Well, there's 3 senior centers, and within those senior centers, we will serve disabled folks, but it's more of of you have to be kind of self-sufficient. Mm. At the Adult Day Health Center, we have medical assistants and nurses that help with restrooms and changing of diapers and whatever that they need. So there's more extensive services at the Adult Day Health Program.
And the Adult Day Health Program and these three senior centers, they're all under the umbrella of the Bayview Hunters Point Multipurpose Senior Services.
Yes, along with Senior Connections and the SCOP program. The Senior Connections is where the housing management, the case management, the money management all provide this umbrella that wraps around our seniors.
So there seem to be like all like one-stop service, one-stop shopping here.
And that's our goal.
Yeah.
That is our goal where people don't have to go 50 million places to get what they need. We have resource coordinators that are able to help them to get paratransit access all the way to Social Security benefits or whatever the case may be. We're right there on top of it trying to, as we say, let them age in place gracefully.
Yeah. And the paperwork, I can only imagine, must get really, really daunting, especially somebody who's aging. So you guys handle a lot of that.
We handle all of that for them and help them to decipher what they really need from what they think they need.
And you advocate for them and their rights.
Always.
Yeah. Well, let's take a look at the 38th Annual Black Cuisine Festival. Miss Lola, you are the cooking contest coordinator. Let's talk about some of the food that will be there and the contest and prizes and stuff.
We love the food cooking contest, and we facilitate the food judging competition in a way that we talk about the food, we show the food, and we talk about whether or not it has any historical significance. And with that, we kind of go back to slavery from where it's, you know, from where it started, where we talk about leftover scraps or leftover, you know, parts of whatever, vegetables, whatever, that was given to the slaves, and they themselves made something out of it. You know, when we talk about hot water cornbread, I can only imagine that all they had was grease in a pot and threw the cornbread in there. But in addition to that, we say to the judges, one, pace yourself, because there's a lot of food to judge. And this is everything from meats to specialty items to desserts. You can imagine we've had everything win from butter rum pound cake to buttermilk pie, tomato pie, hog head cheese, you name it. If you think that you make it better than anybody else, it's usually in the competition.
And do you have different categories, or are you literally putting up fried chicken and black eyed peas against the desserts?
Right. Well, here's the thing. There are different categories. We have a meat category, a vegetable category, a dessert category, and we do have a specialty dish category, because if you make okra gumbo, where does that go? That goes into the specialty. If you make a tomato pie, is that a dessert? Or is that
a vegetable, right?
Or do we just put it in the specialty because it's unique by itself?
Sure. And who are your judges, and does it become quite the competition?
It does. It does. We have longtime judges who have been coming to Black Cuisine and being judged for, I don't know, 10 years or more. And we have radio personalities that come down, as well as news stations. Some local officials come down, so it's a little bit of everybody, that because everybody kind of wants to seat in the judging area, because they know that some of this food they're not going to taste in at the other venues or station or food stations.
And then I'm assuming some of the vendors that you talked about, where some of the seniors are making jewelry and they're knitting and they're making aprons, all of those are being sold as well at the festival.
Absolutely.
We're continuously open with the Unique Boutique. All you have to do is stop in anytime the doors is open and purchase anything out of the Unique Boutique, is what we call it, if you want to be able to give back to the senior center.
All right. And the Unique Boutique is also at the Carroll location?
Yes, it is.
All right. So today, 11 a.m. till 6 p.m., the 38th 38th Annual Black Cuisine Festival. Again, it is free for general admission, live entertainment, vendors for foodies and families, it says. So this event definitely serves the entire family.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah. Kids zone.
Little face painting. Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's all going to benefit the Bayview Hunters Point Senior Services at 1753 Carroll Avenue at 3rd Street in San Francisco. Again, if you want more information, you call 415-822-1444. Well, thank you, Lola. Thank you, James. I celebrate you in the
thank
work
you
that
you for
do.
Having us.
Thank you.
And we'll see you this afternoon at the 38th Annual Black Cuisine Festival. It's free. I'm Sterling James. This is KBLX Cares. Thank you to our producer, Carlos Garibay, for bringing this story to our attention. If you'd like to shine the light on your organization, or if you know somebody who's doing good in the hood and you think that they deserve the spotlight, please email me, sjames@kblx.com, and in the subject line, put KBLX Cares, because we do.